I'm not saying we don't do it good. Don't think I'd trade it if I could. It don't matter, yo. It don't matter, no.
I'm in a New York state of mind. I've seen all the movie stars in their fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies, under the evergreens. I know what I'm needing. I don't wanna waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day. Out of touch with the rhythm and blues. Take the New York Times, the Daily News. It comes down to reality, and it's fine with me, 'cause I've let it slide. Left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. touch with the rhythm and blues. But now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm just taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. 'Cause I'm in a New York state of mind. Yeah,
coming and going, a time of wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water, already missing my son and missing my daughter. White clouds rolling in.
other way if it will help you get to sleep that night. But I think I can live without it. The fever dreams and restless nights, still clinging to the sentiments and fragments, wishing you were really mine.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Come takes until all the pieces of your heart.
Oh, with Leonard. He's a sportsman and a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit. But he does say what I tell him, even though it isn't welcome. He just doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without the costume that I wore.
How are you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Thank you. of their own company. Blessed are the superstars. For the magnificence in their light, we understand better our own insignificance. Blessed are the filthy rich, for you can only truly own what you give away, like your pain.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
that just feels awkward and uncomfortable now. They say Coach G is on his way, says he's sorry, guess we really had it all. Oh,
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to see this.